It's the 757 at 6, talking local high school and college sports on your number one local sports station, ESPN Radio 94.1.
Thanks for spending this Monday, April the 20th with us. It's the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. Matt Hatfield here with you. At this time, we're joined by a special guest. He is the new head football coach at Booker T. Washington High School, the Mighty Bookers in Norfolk. He played at Maury High School in Norfolk, and he most recently was an assistant to Darvin DJ Alexander, who stepped down as head football coach. We say hello to the new man in charge of the Bookers, William Stone Robertson, here on ESPN Radio 94.1. Coach, congrats. How are you and your family doing during this time of no action, if you will?
We're doing fine. We just going through the days like everybody else, trying to maintain and trying to take care of ourselves. And we're out now, actually, riding around, getting a little bit of air, and just preparing my mind for the upcoming season. Hopefully, we have it.
Sure, and we all hope to get all kinds of sports, be it the pro, the college, the high school, football, basketball, baseball, you name them all, get back to some normalcy. I guess as a new head football coach, and you've got a wealth of coaching experience we'll get into all over across the area, it makes you, I guess the challenge now is you've got to become more of a virtual media, social media, interactive person with your players, huh?
Yeah. I have to. The good thing about it is that I've already established great relationships with my kids during my 2-year tenure thus far. I am a player coach, but I'm also can turn the switch on and switch up on them real fast. But I've gained the respect of the kids, and they know I love them. And so I really feel that we're going to be okay this year.
Well, before I get to your background here, you have the nickname of, I guess it's the nickname, William Stone Robertson. How did the Stone come about?
Well, Stone is, I got it from my father, Herbert Robertson. Okay. He was a former running back at Booker T. Washington High School in the 60s. And they called him Stoney all his life. Of course, I came around and Lil Stone and just grew up with it. And so that's where everybody calls me, Coach Stone. And I've been running with it all my life.
I imagine some great fond memories of those days with your dad, and then just watching some of the football coming up in there. I mean, we have so many great players now, and we'll touch on it, but certainly some great glory years of football there at Booker T. Washington and in Norfolk.
Yeah, it was some great days there. Sadly, he's not with us anymore. He passed on not too long ago, but I believe if he's looking down right now, he will be extremely proud to know that his son is coaching the team.
Sure thing. Well, tell us more about your background, your playing days, where you went to school and college, and how you got into coaching, and what led you to this Booker T job.
Well, I started my football career when I was around about 6 years old. A native of the Roberts Park area, which is no longer here now, and playing with the Blazers and Recreation. And then I moved to the Colonial Place area and played with the Wildcats and, you know, a whole lot of rec league, and played at Maury High School. I wrestled also at Maury High School and achieved a scholarship wrestling. And so I played football at Elizabeth City State University also. I wrestled there, and I was also a cheerleader.
Oh, wow. Now, but you at Maury, was that Jerry Sazio? Who was that coaching?
When I was at Moore, I played at Moore, I finished with Red Stickney. I played with Red Stickney his first year there. We went 0-10, but I think we had the best 0-10 team in the state. We challenged everybody very well. Well, we just didn't win a game. That next year, I think they went on into the regional playoffs and went deep into the playoffs. So Red Stickney came in after Mr. Coach Hayes, and he really got more rolling again, and stayed up for a while. And as you know, right now, Moore is on top. Coach DeRee McCain, I coached him also, and I'm very extremely proud of what he's doing over there. So it's going to be quite challenging this year to see to be standing across from the other side of a young man that's doing so well, and I'm coaching against him. I'm looking forward to it.
Talking with William Stone Robertson, the new head football coach of the Booker T. Washington Bookers, our guest here on the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. You mentioned Dereem McCain winning a state title there at Maury. Hank Sawyer's won a state title there at Lake Taylor. He's actually got a few of them now. And seeing two Norfolk schools win states just this past December, Coach, I mean, I'm sure there's a sense of pride, especially for you being a Maury graduate, but also it's got to be a thought of, boy, we've got to get ourselves together, work cut out for us battling the Maurys and Lake Taylors in a district in the Eastern District. You know, for many years, people kind of thought of it as the pushover, but it's no longer a pushover, and it's as good as any around, isn't it?
Yes, a very challenging district. I believe that we have the toughest district in the state. Each week in the Eastern District, you're going to have a tough night. I don't care who you play. You know you're going to get a tough battle against Mora. You know you're going to get a fight against Lake Taylor. Norville, no joke, is on. It's on. It's going to be the fight. Granby, it's going to be a fight. No game is going to be easy. And so whoever makes it to the playoffs in the Eastern District, you know, they should do well because we fight every week. It's going to be a fight every week.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Some entertaining games, exciting games, great battles there on Friday nights and even the ones we see on Thursday nights and Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So looking forward to them come August and as well into September, October, November. And, Coach, you mentioned Dereem McCain earlier, coaching him. You also got to coach Cam Chancellor, went on to be a pro bowler with the Seattle Seahawks. Leroy Reynolds went on to the NFL. Vincent Painter, yeah. Some others. What do you remember about some of those greats and what made them so special?
Oh, those guys were just special guys. I have very fond memories of them. Practicing in the rain, just going crazy out there, having them crabbing in the rain, old school football, you know, just tough football. We practiced hard. We worked hard. I knew those guys was going to be special. I cried a minute of tears when they called Cam's name out. And at the time, I think I was at an ODU camp, and we were standing around and seeing Cam's name on the board. I shed a lot of tears on that day, sitting beside Vincent Painter in his living room. When they called him out, and he embraced me and broke my back, those memories will never go anywhere. Life. A lot of my players, I still have relationships with them. I'm so proud of what our guys are doing. I'm so proud of what they're doing over there as a coaching staff, and I just sit back and watch, and I smile. I'm very proud of them, and I wish they continue to win. And continue to win state championships. The only time I'm against them is when they play us. And I'm looking forward to playing against them.
Well,
I really am.
It's neat to see kind of how the transformation of the city of Norfolk to some of the schools has gone. I mean, our poll question today is about the best number one overall draft pick to come out of this area. And one of those candidates, I mean, he's as good as there ever was to play defense. Bruce Smith out of Booker T. Washington High School. He went to that school there that you're now coaching. There's quite a few Division I caliber athletes that have gone there. We've mentioned the ones at Maury and Lake Taylor and Norview. And how joyful has it been to you, for you as an assistant coach and now a head coach, to watch the city and the district get more notoriety statewide and see so many of these athletes getting scholarship offers and opportunities to play at the next level with the hopes of getting to that NFL level?
Well, I think we have great opportunity. We have some very talented young men in the Eastern District. We have some very talented young men at Maury, Rodney Hammond, Avante. We have some players that I feel can play on the next level. All they have to do is keep their academics up. They're doing very well in school. I believe we're going to see some more guys in the Eastern District going to the national level in college and in the NFL. We have that caliber of talent. We have that caliber of coaches in this area to help our kids out. So I really believe that we're going to step up. You know, we're going to step up. I think our conference is going to step up a little bit more. I think it's going to be a lot more challenging. And I believe that the nation is going to be looking at us once again.
A few more minutes here with William Stone Robertson, the new head football coach of the Booker T. Washington Mighty Bookers, our guest here on the 757 at 6 on ESPN Radio 94.1. As we all hope that football is not too far off in the distance and we get back to some normalcy from this global pandemic with COVID-19, and we get to talk about what's going on the fields and the pigskin here. And, Coach, entering your 40th total season of coaching, I think that's right, 40th year total?
No, this will be my 30th year.
Okay.
I started in 1990 with the Park Place Crusaders, I'll never forget.
Okay.
And moved on coaching in rec leagues. Got an opportunity at Maury and coached over there and coached JV and we turned the program around over there. Then Delton Cotton came in, and the program turned around again. And before you know it, Laura was back in lights, and that was a tremendous time for us. Right now here at Booger T, I want to do the same thing. I want to turn it around. I want to change the culture, and it's going to change. And not putting no dates on nothing, not making no promises, but what I will say, Booger T will be different.
Well, last two for you, Coach, and I appreciate the time here tonight. And sort of talking about that a little bit here, you know, being at Booker T and Maury, Norfolk Christian, all these different places, what are the most valuable things you've learned, some of which I'm sure you're hoping to transmit and instill in these kids?
The things that I've learned throughout my career is relationships. I've built so many relationships. And it's the greatest part of this whole thing. It feels good to sit down and be able to talk to your kid that's now 31, 32 years old, and reminisce about the days. The relationships that I've built, it's just amazing to watch a kid transfer into a man, to watch a young lady transfer into a woman, and now they have families and things like that. That is the most rewarding part of coaching high school sports, period. Watching kids mature into young adults and doing well in life, helping them achieve some of the goals that you didn't get a chance to achieve because you see that they have the talent, you see that they have the knowledge to attain these goals. And so just try to push them, and I enjoy that, and that's the most rewarding thing of me coaching.
Certainly great to hear. I mean, because obviously you guys don't do it for the money, but you're right. You only get them for about 4 years as players, but you're always coaching them through the games of life, and just those relationships that you build are so special for sure, so precious. Yeah. And lastly, Coach, the outlook on next season, you mentioned it, a Pittsburgh commit there in Rodney Hammond. He's one of the best backs in the entire state. He's a dual threat type guy in terms of rushing, receiving, also returning kicks and punts, and Avante Mitchell, who's made his mark as a linebacker. Your thoughts on those two guys and just the whole group? Because as we mentioned, I mean, there's so many D1 athletes across the city and at that school that you're probably not that far off, are you?
We're not that far off. We're returning, I believe, 8 starters on offense, 8 starters on defense. Avante, he's going to be in different areas of the field this year. He's going to play out a lot of offense. He's going to play a lot of defense. We're going to be switching him up. Rodney Hammond, as you know, he's going to do the same. You're not going to know where they're going to be. We have so much talent coming back, so much talent, and I just truly believe that if we get the opportunity just to get the work in and we work hard, I really believe that we're going to really compete very well this year. I really do believe we're going to compete very well on a high level. I really do.
Well, Coach, congrats on the new position as the head football coach of the Bookers. We thank you for the time. Wish you all the best. Stay safe and healthy, and look forward to seeing you in the Bookers on the gridiron this fall, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.